要证证明我们继续第二节的讲道。
The Lord Jesus Christ will continue the second section of this morning service.
继续跟各位提寻求生命的意义。
We continue to study seeking for the meaning of life.
我们已经从神创造的动机，就是要我们人享受他的爱，开始谈起。
We started with the motivation and the purpose of God's creation.
我们也提到生命的价值，就是要活出真爱。
We also discussed about the value of life, to live with the true love.
那么刚刚我们也从神创造的目的，就是要我们彰显他的荣耀来谈。
We also discussed about the manifest majesty of God.
那么现在我们要跟各位提的就是，生命的意义就是要来成就神的旨意。
Another important topic is to fulfill the will of God.
我们请看马太福音第六章。
Let's refer to Matthew.
马太福音第六章。
Chapter 6.
六章我们请看九节十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。第十节
Verse 10.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
In this manner, therefore pray our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
在第十节耶稣教导我们祷告的时候要愿神的国降临，神的旨意行在地上。
And this is how Jesus Christ teaches us to pray, Your kingdom come, your will be done.
这是神他的心意。
This is the desire of God.
我们先把神的心意，神的需求把它摆在最前面。
We have to place the need of God, request of God in the first priority.
也就是说，我们在一生的当中呢，应当要以遵行成就神的旨意作为我们一生的直至。
Throughout our entire life, we ought to fulfill the will of the Lord as our goal.
为什么成就神的旨意是非常重要的
？Why it is essential to fulfill the will of God?
为什么它重要到？是成为我们生命的意义。
And it becomes the most meaningful thing in our life.
简单来说，就是成就神旨意到底有什么它的价值
？What's the value to fulfill the will of God?
我们可以这样来好好的思想一下。
We could meditate over this important question.
神的旨意是超越的。
The will of the Lord is far more superior.
也就是说，无可拦阻的。
Nobody can stop the will of the Lord to be fulfilled.
约伯他经历过一连串的这个患难苦难之后他就终于有这样的一个认识。
After Job gone through all these tribulations, he has an understanding.
他说神的旨意是没有人可以拦阻的。
Nobody can stop the will of the Lord to be fulfilled.
因为神是独行其事的神。
God will do everything by himself.
他的旨意在天上通行无阻。
His will will be fulfilled even in heaven.
在地上呢，他要借着我们来成就。
On earth, through us, his will be fulfilled.
所以来成就了神这种超越的旨意呢，就是我们生命的价值。
In order to fulfill this superior will, it has become the value of a life.
神这么超越的这个旨意呢，竟然要在我们身上来得到成就。
The will of the Lord is such superior, and yet he wants his will to be fulfilled by us.
也就是说，神邀约我们，邀请我们来参与他永恒旨意。
God call upon us to join with him to fulfill his will.
我们这个生命很短暂。
Our life is so short and temporary.
我们充满很多污秽。
We are so defiled.
我们的身体也是很软弱的。
Our physical body is weak.
我们几乎是一无是处的。
Actually, we have no value at all.
可是神竟然邀请我们来参与他的旨意。
Yet God called upon us to join with him.
这是神对我们的爱。
It is the love of God towards us.
他是给我们，这就是他给我们的恩典。
This is the grace we receive from Him.
所以当我们能够参与神的旨意的时候，
when we could participate to fulfill the will of the Lord,
能够参与神的计划，
and also to participate in His planning.
我们的生命就有尊贵性了。
And then our value is more meaningful.
所以今天如果布希总统、
啊、also our honor.
今天如果布希总统他有一张公函给你说，哎，邀请你来国会，哇，你就变成一个贵宾了，很高兴。
If President Bush invite you to the White House, you become the guest of honor.
何况是天地的主宰来邀请我们。
Moreover, you are invited by the creator of the entire universe to be his guest of honor.
神的旨意是存到永远的。
The will of the Lord lasts forever.
我们一起看约翰一书第二章。
Let's refer to 1 John.
约翰一书第二章。
Please close the door at the back. 1 John.
约翰一书二章，我们请看第十五节。
First John chapter 2 verse 15
到第十七节。
First 15 to 17。
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父神来的，乃是从世界来的。
17。
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. 17. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever.
神的旨意要存到永远。
The will of the Lord lasts forever.
神所做的事情是达到一个最完美的状态。
And the deed of the Lord will actually come to an excellent condition.
他所做的是无所增添，无所减少。
He doesn't add or delete.
是达到一个最完美的状况。
And it reached up to the most perfect situation.
而且他的果效是存到永远。
And the result or the effect lasts or stands forever.
所以假如我们能够参与到神的旨意，神的永恒的计划。
If we could participate, join the Lord, to fulfill, this eternal will.
那就是把我们短暂的生命啊，跟神永恒的旨意结合在一起了。
Then our temporary life, is closely connected to the Lord.
我们常常在谈价值这个东西。
A lot of times we discuss about or mention about value.
你可以从用很多的标准、啊、去谈这个价值。
You can use different standard to talk about value.
那我们可以从一个角度来谈，就是时间、价值跟时间的关系。
We can just use one point to talk about the value, which is time.
通常啊，能够存到越久的时间呢，那个东西呢是更有价值的。
If a thing can last for a longer period of time, it has more value.
比如说，我们去买一项东西，那么他给你保证说这是三年的保固。你买了一部电脑，这三年的保固哦，三年的保证哦。
For instance, when you buy a PC, the vendor or the manufacturer gives you a 3-year warranty.
这个东西比较贵哦。
Because this is more valuable, it's more expensive.
它比较耐用啊。
And it could last for a longer period of time.
它的品质比较好啊。
And it also has a better quality.
它的品管也比较好啊。
And it also has a better after-sales service and the quality assurance.
因为啊，这个样子，所以啊，那个价格就要比较高了。
And it has a higher value.
那么我们再提一个例子来说。
Another example.
就是古董，很多人喜欢古董。
Many people like to collect antique.
很多古董车啊，比新的全新的车子还要贵啊。
An antique car is more expensive than a regular vehicle, a modern vehicle.
因为这一部古董车，它经历过一个年代，它走过一个时代，它见证历史，所以它的价值 时间给它一个附加价值，就是无限的扩张。
This antique vehicle has been in the world for a long period of time, and it has become the witness of history. So a higher price or value was bestowed upon it.
那你看那个青年男女在谈恋爱的时候啊，常常会讲我爱你，就每个人很喜欢讲我爱你。
When the boy and girls or the man and women dating each other, they always like to say I love you.
那么在台湾就比较不习惯这样讲了哈，台湾人还是比较保守了哈。
The Taiwanese are still very conservative. They do not anyhow say I love you.
但是呢，很多时候说我爱你还不够，后面还讲直到永远。我永远爱你。
You may also hear the young lover say that I love you forever.
能不能让他爱他爱到永远
？Could you really love a person forever？
这个海誓山盟啊，海水未干，石头未烂啊，爱你的心永远不改变啊！啊，常常这样海誓山盟啊。
A lot of people make this kind of solemn vow that you know he and his love or her love will last forever.
但其实很多人的感情变得很快。
People change a lot.
很多人呢、啊，在换男朋友、换女朋友，好像在换衣服一样。
People keep on changing the dates.
海誓山盟那个爱已经改变了。
Even they make the same vow, yet the love is changed.
我们希望爱一个人。然后那个爱不会改变，就跟永恒结合在一起，说直到永远。
When we love a person, and if and we intend to love forever, and this is going to connect with eternity.
所以永远这个观念在我们里面呢，它是一个跟绝对的价值是划等号的，永远就是等于绝对的价值。
Eternity is equivalent to absolute value.
那么人活在这个世界上呢，并不是永远活着。
Man doesn't live on this earth forever.
你有很多的理想，有很多的抱负。
You may have a lot of planning, a lot of goal, a lot of ambition.
可是当我们生命结束的时候
，When it is coming to the end of our life,
这个就无法再延续了。
There's no way it could be extended.
那什么才是直到永远的
？And what will last forever?
把你的理想，把你的抱负，跟神永恒的旨意结合在一起。
When you set your goal closely connected to the Lord, then it will last forever.
那这样你生命结束的时候，可是你付出，你跟神永恒的旨意结合在一起，你生命的价值还是继续的。
Even you are biologically or physically dead, and your goal is still with the will of the Lord, that and it will last forever.
那这个生命的意义跟它的价值呢，就超越其他的生命的价值。
So the meaning of life, meaning of life goes far beyond the others.
这是神给我们的恩典。
This is the grace we receive from the Lord.
小我的生命是有限的。
My personal life is so limited.
可是当我们愿意投入。把这个生命短暂的生命投进到神永恒的旨意里面，我们就占有一席之地了。
When we try to invest our short period of life to the will of the Lord, then it has a greater value and it will last forever.
这就是一个生命的影响力。
And this is the influence of life.
你看很多古圣徒啊，他们的信仰，他们生命的影响力。
If we study the faith of the ancient saint.And how they affect and influence the others.
虽然他们已经不在了，可是他们的信仰还继续对我们说话。
They passed away a long time ago, yet it seems that they are still talking to us.
好像亚伯的血不断的继续为他说话一样。
Just like the blood of Abel still talking, still making, still talking.
因为亚伯他就是。以他的奉献来跟神的旨意结合在一起。
Abel's connect joins with him, joined to the Lord with his offering.
好像这个历史上很多伟大的人物，摩西之类的，大卫都是一样的。
The other ancient saints, like Moses, David.
不单是因为他们的故事啊记在圣经里面。
not only just the story recorded in the Bible,
而是因为他们的信仰继续的产生那个影响力。
The more important is the influence to the future generation.
因为他们都参与了神永恒的计划。
They all participated in the eternal will or the plans of God.
因为有这些的原因呢，所以让我们知道说。来成就神的旨意是何等的尊贵性，何等有价值。
Due to the above mentioned reasons, and the person joins with the Lord to fulfill His will, it is indeed the most valuable thing, and also a personal honor.
那么这就是我们生命的意义了。
This is the meaning of life.
那我们再来底下来谈神的旨意哈、哦，到底有什么样的分类？
What are the different categories of the will of the Lord?
当我们谈到神的旨意的时候，这是一个很笼统的一个名词。
When we talk about the will of the Lord, it's too vague, it's too general.
那能不能不再把它具体的把它分类出来？
Will we be able to try to categorize and bring it down into small chunks?
其实，如果再把我们的对于神旨意的这些观念，或是一些经文呢，我们再把它整理的话，我想我们可以把它分成三类。
If we try to consolidate and categorize the concept of the will of the Lord, they can be categorized into three main items.
那么这个是很好、很容易来理解的。
And they are easy to comprehend.
我们用几分钟的时间呢、来做一个解释。
Let me spend several minutes to give an explanation.
我们从大的方向来看
If we look at the greater point of view
神有永远不改变的计划
God has the eternal plan that will never be changed
没有人能够改变的
No one can change the plan of God
神所预定的
What God has predetermined
永恒的计划
The eternal will
那这是什么呢？就是神要救人
which is the salvation of God.
我们可以看几个经节来做补充的说明。
Let's refer to several biblical verses. Supplement.
彼得后书第三章。
Let's refer to Second Peter.
彼得后书第三章。
Chapter 3.
彼得后书三章，我们请看第九节。
Verse 9.
主所应许的尚未成就。有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
这里最后有一句话说，他愿意人人都悔改。
And God wants everyone to repent.
在提摩太前书的二章第三节那里有一句话，第四节有一句话说：“神愿意万人得救，明白真道。”
Also in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
这就是神的心意了。
And this is the heart of God, the desire of God.
那么在以弗所书第一章啊，他把这个讲得更清楚。
In Ephesians.Paul gave even more elaboration.
我们看一章的第三节。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
第四节。
Verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love.
第五节
，Verse 5.
又因爱我们，就按着自己一直所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ Himself according to the good pleasure of His will.
神对这个世界对人类有一个永恒的计划。
And He has an eternal plan for this entire world.
他在创立世界以前就已经预备好了。
Prior to His creation, He had prepared.
就是要让我们啊来得到救恩。
So we can receive the salvation.
啊，那么第五节他讲的更具体。
Verse 5 gives a more definite explanation.
就是要借着耶稣基督来成全这个救恩。
And through Jesus Christ, he's going to fulfill his will.
这是神永远不改变的计划。
And this is the plan of the Lord that will last forever.
这个称为神的定旨，神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
啊，不会改变的。
Which will never be changed.
这是大的方向来看的。
This is the general direction of God.
所以我们今天能够参与神的福音的工作计划，这就是成就神的旨意啊。
And in these days, we can have the opportunity to participate in the work of God, and we are actually participate to fulfill His will.
我们有福音茶会，我们下个月有灵恩布道会。
We're going to have a gospel night and also evangelical and spiritual convocation, which is at hand.
那么这几天呢、啊，小弟大概也了解到我们在福音事工上，我们还是真的是非常用心的在推展。
Upon my arrivals, and I also learned that the church has been trying very best to promote evangelism.
这就是神的旨意哦。
This is the will of the Lord.
所以你每一次在向一个人做见证，我们在参加布道会的时候，我们就是在成就神的旨意，要让神的旨意成就完成。
So every time when we testify to a true seeker, or we participate in the evangelical works, we are actually joining with God to fulfill His will.
我们是按照神所喜悦的意思，是照着神的心愿来做事。
We do in accordance to the good pleasure of His will.
所以这个大方向绝对错不了。
This general direction is always right.
你每次在问神的旨意是什么的时候，你不要忘记，传福音就是神的旨意。
So if you ask what is the will of the Lord, please bear in mind that spreading the gospel is the will of the Lord.
我们在做传福音的事情的时候呢，就是参与神的旨意了。
When we preach, we actually participate in the will of the Lord.
我们再从另外一个方向来谈。
We may also look at from a different direction, from different angle.
神的旨意是什么？
What is the will of the Lord?
神的旨意是他所喜爱的一切美善的东西。
Anything that in the eyes of God is beautiful or is good, which is the will of the Lord.
那这些美善的东西呢，是反映出神他那种完全的神性。
And it actually manifests and reflects the virtue of God.
那这些美善的东西，美善的事情
是 the divine nature of God.
这些美善的事情是神要我们去做的。
And these are the good things, the beautiful things, that God expects us to do.
啊，包括我们顺着良心来做事。
We do it according to our good conscience, for instance.
包括我们追求道德的提升。
It also includes the uplift of our morality.
哦，我们追求属灵品德的长进。
We pursue for the uplift of our spirituality.
哦，我们守住神。所颁布给我们的诫命
We keep the words of God and His commandments
啊，这都是属于啊这一类型的这旨意
And these are some of the examples
好，那么我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
Let's refer to the first Thessalonians
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
Chapter 4
四章我们看第三节
Verse 3 The first epistle to the Thessalonians Chapter 4 Verse 3
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫性。
For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality.
第四节
，verse four，
要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
所以追求圣洁就是神的旨意。
To pursue for holiness is another way to fulfill His will.
因为这是神所喜悦的。
This will please God.
这是美善的。
This is a good thing.
这也是反映出神的神性来的。
This also reflects the divine nature of God.
我们今天追求圣洁是神的旨意。
To pursue for sanctification is also a will of God.
我们再不要说了，神的旨意是什么？我不知道了。
So I never say that what is the will of God, I have no answer.
我们再看第五章。
Let's continue to read chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章，我们看十六节、十七节、十八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18.
要常常喜乐。
Rejoice always.
不住的祷告。
Pray without ceasing.
凡事谢恩。
In everything, give thanks.
这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
因着这个救恩，因着信靠神，常常喜乐，这是神所喜爱的。
When a person relies on God and trusts in Him, and he rejoices always, and this is the will of the Lord.
常常喜乐是我们为神做见证的一种方式。
Rejoice always is one of the ways to testify for God.
不住的祷告。
Pray without ceasing.
要我们的心常常跟神结合在一起。
So our heart can be with God all the time.
要我们的心常常存着良善来颂赞赞美神。
So our heart has a good conscience and praise the Lord always.
这个祷告是表达出我们这种虔敬的宗教情操。
Prayers shows our holiness and sincerity.
当一个人把他的心提升到天上跟神同在的时候啊，
when a person can uplift his heart to be with God together,
跟神灵交的时候，
and during the spiritual communication,
这个人的灵性就会得到提升了。
His spirituality will be uplifted.
所以喜爱祷告的信徒呢，他可以跟神好的做好的沟通，并且他的灵性可以提升。
If a person enjoys the prayer and he is so closely related to God, and it is indeed a good thing.
再来，凡事谢恩。
In everything, give thanks.
他能够记住神的恩典。
He always remembers the grace and the blessing of God.
他能够报答神的恩典。
And he always tries to repay the Lord.
保罗说，这是基督耶稣里啊，神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
As stated by Paul, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
那么另外啊，在罗马书十二章的第一节啊，
also in Romans chapter 12 verse 1,
他提到说，把我们的身体啊当成活祭献上，这也是神的旨意。
And another way is present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
也是神所喜悦的。
And acceptable to God.
是圣洁的。
Holy.
既然这是神所喜悦的，是合乎神的心意的。
This deed will please God and also in accordance to His will.
所以每一个人把自己的身体献上当成活祭，这是理所当然的。
So when a person presents his body to God, and it will indeed please God.
这是神所喜爱的一切美善的事情。
These are the good things that will please God.
这是合乎神的旨意的。
And all of this are in accordance to His will.
我们再讲第三个。
Let me share with you the third point.
再把范围缩小。
We try to narrow down.
对我们个人的安排跟引导。
To the arrangement, the individual arrangement and guidance.
神在每一个人的身上都有他的计划。
To each individual, God has His plan.
他一生的遭遇，他所生存的环境。
His living environment and also what he has gone through,
一生所经历的事情,
and all the things he encountered,
包括他可能遭遇很多的患难,
including the tribulation that he may encounter,
或者是说他服侍的路途是什么,
and what kind of the direction of his service.
我们大概可以从这两个角度来谈,
perhaps we can discuss from these two different angles,
他的遭遇环境跟他的侍奉,
his living an environment and his service to God.
这有神的安排跟引导,
and this is all arranged and guided by the Lord.
神的永计划救赎传福音救人这个计划永远不会改变。
Eternal plan of God in salvation will never be changed.
每一个人都要这样做的。
This is what everybody has to fulfill.
可是在推展圣工的时候，在传福音的时候，神给每一个人的安排跟引导却又是不太一样的。
But the process varies from person to person.
所以我们说要成就神的旨意。
In order to fulfill the will of the Lord,
我们必须要从大的方向一直到我们个人，神在我们身上的安排跟引导，把它串联起来。
We ought to try to join together the general direction and also with the individual direction.
神有我们的计划旨意，这是我们的一个引导的方向，往这个方向走不会错。
And the eternal will of the Lord is our general goal and direction.And we are on the right track always.
但是在这个方向里面呢，神要让我扮演什么角色？
So what kind of a role should I play in this will?
神安排我在什么环境，我接触到什么人，我应当向他们传福音。
So when God arranged me to live in this environment, and it has become my obligation to preach to these people.
而且在每个时代里头有他的时代的任务。
And each generation or each era has a difference, a duty to fulfill.
所以从一个团体来讲。
So in a organization,
我在这个团体里面，我有什么角色？
So in this in this organization, what kind of role do I play?
我所领受的恩赐是什么？
And what kind of spiritual gift I receive from the Lord?
我所担任的工作是什么？
And what kind of role do I play? And what is my job?
我是朝向这个大目标来走的。
And I'm towards this goal.
在空间上来讲，
is space wise,
我接触到什么人？
And who do I contact?
用时代性来讲。
And let's talk about the generation of this era.
现在我们圣何西教会的发展，我们现堂已经十年的时间，现在我们要往哪里走？
And the San Jose Church has been the dedication of the chapel has been a decade. What is our direction then?
我在这个时代，我在这个时间。就站在这个位置上面。
So during this period of time and the position I'm holding now, what shall I do?
神对我定的旨意是什么？
And what is the will of the Lord that set for me to fulfill?
神为我定的旨意啊，跟我的安对我的安排，我们可以举一个例子来说明，然后我再把这个整个把它串联起来。所以我们今天在圣何西教会，我该做什么东西
？Let me share with you some of examples. We then understand what kind of role shall I play in the San Jose Church.
你看那个彼得啊，主耶稣对他说：“那、
so、，When God,、when Jesus Christ told Peter,
问他三次，你爱我吗？
啊、thrice he asked Peter, do you love me?
彼得都说：主啊，我爱你，你知道的。
And Peter said, Lord, you know that I love you.
那么，彼得，主耶稣对后来就对彼得说：你年轻的时候啊，你要。”随意而行啊，按着你的自己的意思，你要到什么地方去，你走很多地方。
He said that, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walk where you wished.
但是你年老的时候，你要伸出手来。
But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands.
人家把你捆绑起来。
And another will gird you.
带你到你不愿意去的地方。
And carry you where you do not wish.
这是主耶稣指的他将来。必须要为这个道理怎么样来牺牲？
This is how Jesus Christ prophesies Peter will encounter during different period of time.
这个彼得啊，就说主啊，那你所爱那个门徒约翰，他如何呢？
And so Peter asks, what happened to the disciples whom you love?
耶稣说，如果我要他一直存留到我再来的时候。跟你有什么关系啊？
And Jesus said to him, If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you?
这不是主耶稣在责备他。
Jesus Christ did not rebuke Peter.
而是主耶稣对每一个人的安排不同。
Since he has different arrangement and schedule for different individuals.
他们一样的跟从主耶稣。
They are all the followers of Jesus Christ.
一样是主所亲爱的三位门徒。
They are the three disciples loved by Jesus.
但是对他们路途的安排，他们一生的遭遇。在这个大的原则、大的永恒不变的这个事工底下，他们个人扮演的角色跟遭遇的事情、担任的工作就不太一样。
While serving the Lord to fulfill His will, God has different arrangement.
雅各、约翰呢、特别请了他的母亲呢、来求主耶稣。
The mother of John and James came to make a request、这个、from Jesus.
左右两边呢、这个大的位置啊，这两个兄弟来坐好了。
And they wanted to sit on two sides of Jesus Christ.
这两个门徒啊，很贪心，他的妈妈更贪心啊，其他的十个门徒也恼怒他们，十个门徒也是贪心。
They were these two disciples were very greedy, including their mother. Even the other ten disciples were angry with them. They were also very greedy.
耶稣说。
Jesus said,
这个位置要谁做，将来要有什么样的报偿，这是在父神的他所定的。
And the reward in the future is in the hands of the hand of Father.
但是呢，我要喝的杯你们能喝吗？
Can you drink the cup which I'm going to drink?
两个兄弟啊，从来没有这么同心的说，我们能够喝，异口同心说，我们能喝。
These two brothers were so united. They said, "Yes, we can surely drink the cup."
Jesus 说好，我喝的杯你们必要喝。
He said, "Yes, you will drink the cup which I'm going to drink."
雅各第一位殉道的。
And James became the first person who died for Christ.
约翰是十个门徒当中活得最久的，大概到主后一百年。
John happened to live the longest.
第一位殉道者喝了主的杯，一直存活到主后一百年，受苦，在伯摩海岛写下启示录，也是喝为主喝苦杯。
That is first disciple drank this bitter cup, and later on he wrote the last book of the New Testament, which is Revelation.
他们都为了神永恒的计划这个大方向在前进。
They are all walking towards the same direction.Which is the fulfillment of the will of the Lord.
好，今天我们来到美国的地方。
And nowadays we are in the America, we in the U.S.
安排我们每一个人路，我们安排我们后来到了美国。
God guided us throughout all these years, and we finally came to the U.S.
这是神在我们身上个别的有他的旨意跟计划。
And on each individual, God has His own will.
那么神所喜爱的
the person who is pleased or loved by the Lord,
爱人传福音
and he should love the others and to preach the gospel.
神永恒的计划
the eternal plan of the Lord,
要拯救人类
is to save mankind.
所以我今天所做的事情有没有符合神的旨意
So what I have done or what I'm doing, does it fulfill the will of the Lord?
神要救人，全人类的这个大的计划底下，再来就是我该怎么办
？So God's desire, God's plan is to save mankind. What shall I do then?
把自己献上，当成活祭献上。
The best thing, of course, is to offer ourselves. To the Lord. This is just to present ourselves as a offering to the Lord.
刚刚我们提到了神旨意的第二个部分。
So the second portion of the will of the Lord.
每一个人都要献上自己的。
Is to present. Is that each individual should present himself or herself to the Lord.
这是理所当然的。
And there's no question about it.
所以我今天虽然不是当传道了我今天不是当传道。
For instance, if I was not a full-time minister,
可是我要有献身的心智。
Still, I should have the desire to present and offer myself.
那后来我当了传道了。
And later on, when I became a full-time minister,
这是神旨意的第三个部分。
This is the third part of the will of the Lord.
他对每一个人的安排跟引导。
And which is the guidance and the arrangement of God.
我为了要传扬神的。这个福音呢，在神这个永恒不变的计划底下。
In order to spread the gospel, you know, under the guidance of the eternal will of the Lord.
我有献身的心智。
And I have the desire and I have the ambition to offer myself as an offering sacrifice.
那么底下我表达我献身的心智是怎么样？我当传道。
And the way to materialize is to serve as a full-time minister.
那么我们每一个人都有献身的心智。
Everyone should have the desire or the goal to offer himself.
我当重要教育的教员。
For instance, you become a RE teacher.
我被立为长职。
Or I'm ordained as a minister.
我担任教会的负责人。
I became the council member.
神给我安排的每一个人都不同的。
God has different arrangement for each individual.
当你能够这样清楚的时候呢，这跟神的永恒的计划跟旨意是一条线的，是同个方向在前进。
And if you understand the will and the arrangement of the Lord, then you'll be able to follow this guide.
圣何西教会要建堂，或是要扩充到新的地方。
The St. Jose Church is planning to expand.
十年的献堂之后，要再一次的扩展。
And after a decade of building the church, it is time for us to expand.
我正好在这个位置。
And I am in this position right now.
在圣何西教会聚会，这个空间上我站的一个位置。
And I am a member of the St. Jose Church.
如果我去年主耶稣把我调回去了，我就没有办法参与这个圣工了。
If the Lord call me back or the place me in a different location, and I don't have the opportunity to participate in this sacred work.
现在主耶稣还留我的生命。
Jesus Christ still preserve my life.
从时间上延续到现在。
To sustain my life.
从时间上延续到现在来。
And from the past until the present.
我有这个机会。
I have this opportunity, I have this chance.
我的能力是什么？
And what is my ability?
那主耶稣叫我做的是什么？
What does Jesus Christ expect me to do?
那我就把它奉献。
Then I should offer myself.
我把我的力量给奉献出来。
And I should expel all my spiritual gift.
当我们这么想的时候，你就会有一种很高的心智。
Then when you have this kind of thought in your mind, then you set up a goal.
你会很确定的，这是神的旨意。
And you are very sure that it is the will of God.
然后呢，在永恒的时间里头，我们占一个位置。
And in the eternal time frame of the Lord, I have a role.
我们最后来看一个经节。
Finally, let's refer to a verse.
使徒行传第十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传第十三章
Acts chapter 13，
我们来看二十二节
Verse 22，
二十二节
Verse 22。
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证，说：我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
And when he had removed him, he raised up from them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony, and he said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will.
36节37节36节
36 verse 36，
大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意，就睡了，归到他祖宗那里，已经渐朽坏。
For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep, was buried with his father, and saw corruption.
好，那么有其他的这个圣经的译本呐、啊，他在他有做一个补充，就是说，大卫他按神的旨意服侍了他那一世的人，就睡了。
有 ，as in the English translation.After David, he had served his own generation, but the will of God fell asleep. Yeah.
他那一世的人，他那一代的人。
He served his own generation.
大卫他当王，在这个位置上。
David was the king.
他所服侍的对象是那一世的人。
So he served his own generation.
是按着神的旨意来服侍。
By the will of God.
经过那个时段之后，就换来，后来就换成所罗门王了。
So after this period of time, Solomon became his successor.
然后大卫他的身体朽坏了。
And the Bible says that his body deteriorate.
他以后没机会了。
Corrupted. He has no more chance. He died.
但后来神所复活的他并未见朽坏。
But he whom God raised up saw no corruption.
这告诉我们呢、啊，如果他没有服侍神的话
，If he hadn't served the Lord，
他当王就朽坏了。
He then will corrupt。
没有了。
And his body was gone。
他就进入永恒的灭亡啊。
He went into the eternal he went to the eternal death。
他不是进入神永恒的旨意里面呢、啊、
？He didn't enter into the eternal view of God。
但是他没有朽坏。
But he was not corrupted.
他所做的没有朽坏。
What he has done was not corrupted.
他所拥有的朽坏了。
What he physically possessed corrupted and was gone.
但是他参与神永恒计划的那个动作，他所付出的没有朽坏。
But what he has contributed to the Lord to fulfill his will lasts forever.
所以啊，这个永恒的时间一直往前走啊。
So this eternal time is keep on.Passing by.
但是我们曾经站了一个点。
Once we live for a period of time, we are in one position. This may be very minute.
我们生存的时间很短。
We only survive for a short period of time.
我们的力量也很小。
We may not even have a very strong power.
但是神并没有看轻。
God didn't despise us.
神也没有忽略掉。
God didn't neglect our works.
他还是邀请我们。
He still called upon us.
今天我们被拣选来。
We chosen by the Lord.
在这个时代，在这个空间，
during this generation, during this space and time,
要成就神的旨意。
We ought to fulfill the will of God.
如果我们愿意付出我们的生命，用我们的一生把它放在神的永恒的时间上的一个点，我们就能够跟神永恒的旨意啊同长久了。
If we are willing to participate of life and time to participate in the will of the Lord, then this will last forever.
那这样我们的生命不是跟草木同朽，
and our life will not be perished with the physical world,
而是跟神的旨意一样的长久，
and our life will be with the will of the Lord,
这就是
and last forever.
这就是神的恩典，
this is the grace of the Lord,
也是我们智慧的选择，
and this is a wise decision,
更是我们生命的意义，
and this is the meaning of life.
求主帮助我们，
may the Lord help us.